Welcome everyone here. I want to welcome our newest member of the Atlanta Falcons to our Falcon family here, Key Neal, as well as his family. What do we have? We have Kathy and we have Clinton, right?
Yeah.
Mother and father and all of the siblings here. So welcome everyone to the family. When we kicked this off over the last few months, we were really focused on trying to ramp up this defense and really trying to have a presence on this defense. Both a physical presence and a versatile presence in both the run and the pass game. And that was a very important part of our approach to how we were going to add to this defense. And Key was right in line with what we were looking at from the very beginning. Dan will talk more about it, as far as more about his relationship with Key and everything, what we're looking for. Really excited to have him on board. We talked a little bit about it last night. Today we'd like to jump in and have Key approach everything, but I'm going to toss it over to Dan.
Yeah, we had a great topic this morning that came up. Oftentimes what happens with a player from this point on, it generally comes down to work ethic, you know, and the talent from all these guys are so good. So I know what he stands for from a character standpoint. I know firsthand from some of the men that helped recruit him and develop him during his time at UF with Will Muschamp and Tavares Robinson, who I think the world of. I have a firsthand experience in terms of like what it looks like on field and the style and the attitude and toughness that he displays with. So I can't wait to have Keanu as part of our group. And like I said, we're going to add to that tonight. But without further ado, why don't you kick it off with some questions for the guys.
First off, I want to thank Mr. Blank, Coach Quinn, TD for blessing me with this opportunity to play here. Obviously, my family for the support that they've given me, you know, amazing support system. And going back to Coach Muschamp and T-Rob, you know, they've helped me out so much as far as, like, looking at the details and the little things and making me the player that I am today. And, you know, I'm just blessed and thankful for this opportunity.
Sure.
And how much did you follow
the recruiting process for the high school side starts early. So I'd been in the NFL for 10 years and went back, to get involved in the college game at Florida. And so when you put the tape on early on, the traits of a guy jumps out to you right away. So I can imagine T-Rob had brought the tape in, and Will and I were there looking at it, and we both turned to T-Rob and he's like, "We got to get this guy." And those were the traits early on that you saw the toughness from high school, and you knew those traits were going to carry over into college. So between Tavares and Will, they were the lead dogs on that for sure. And although I didn't have the opportunity to coach him, I'm certainly pumped up that I have the opportunity to do that now. So I thought hopefully one day we would, and certainly that day has come. You know, the character part and winning in the locker room when our guys are tight, that's when really good teams take off. You know, when you're really good in the locker room first, that always carries over to the field. We've got a great group, and I think the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things with Keanu is he adds right off the bat to the competitiveness and the fire of our group. And to have those guys, you know, be a part of it right off the bat, and the standard that we'd like to play with, he certainly embodies that. And that's why we're so excited about adding him to the group of guys.
I do. I know this team is about competing, being competitors, and I am one. I love to compete, and I love to play the game of football the way it should be played. I didn't. all you can do is hope and pray. I mean, you never know with the draft. You know, anything can happen. But with the private workout that I had with him, I had a great time, a great workout. And, you know, I felt a sense of like at-homeness, I guess, you know, with TD and Coach Quinn and the rest of the coaching staff who came. You know, I just felt comfortable with him. And, we went from there.
You told me that you talked about Shane Ray. Mm-hmm. Build with him, somebody
advice that he gave you through this draft process. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Well, he pointers that he he really talked about the rookie year, just focusing on your body, staying healthy, because if you think about it, you know, one season, one NFL season can be two college seasons, you know, 12, 13 games, you know, two of those seasons can be an NFL season. So, you know, going into your rookie season, you don't really kind of, you can't really prep for that. You know, it's kind of hard to. So getting used to that and really, really focusing on keeping your body right, that was his main message to me.
For Thomas and Keanu, before all the draft process started, I didn't hear a lot, I don't think, about Keanu as far as being a first-round pick. What do you think led to the sudden progression in interest, and how did you get to that stage where you made yourself into a first-round?
Well, I think our staff always had him as a first-round pick, and I'm very proud of the prowess of our scouting staff as far as evaluating and slotting properly. So that was never a concern for us. We knew that there were other teams out there that were focused on safeties through the whole process, and we felt very comfortable where he was. He was right up there at the top of the board with a number of other guys that we were looking at, and we felt, again, that this was a player and the person that we were looking for this organization to help, you know, carry Dan's message.
The advice that you got from Coach McElwain and others when you were looking to leave early, what were your expectations going into the draft?
I got my grade back from the committee, and it says second round. Just praying about it and talking through it with my family. It's a dream that everybody wants to do, you know, as a kid playing the game of football. So, you know, I just took it upon myself to take advantage of the opportunity. And, me personally, I didn't really care where I went as far as, like, first, second, third round. Like, to me, it's a starting point. God bless him with the opportunity to be in the first round. But it's just a starting point for me. And I'm just getting ready for a long journey.
The transition from college to the pro level is always a big adjustment for rookies. What element of your game do you think needs the most improvement as you move to this next level?
There's a lot of things you can work on. I mean, like, every player isn't perfect. No one playing a game of football is perfect. I mean, there's a lot of things that me personally I can work on. Just like details, you know, covering, run stopping, just everything, every aspect of the game of football that I can get better at.
Thank